Are you searching for significance today? Do you wish for something meaningful in your life?
The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. But it warns us that wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking today on the subject of faith again, using as my source a little book by Pamela Reeve called Faith Is. I had a letter from Joan in Leavenworth, Kansas, and she said, a lot of the things Elizabeth Elliot shares rub me the wrong way, because it means I would have to change areas of my life that I'm not ready or willing to change yet. But I just grit my teeth and listen anyway, because in my spirit I know what she's saying is true. Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. A true friend doesn't back down, but continually draws us closer to God. I'm grateful that Elizabeth calls herself our friend. We need more friends like that. Well, I hope you think of me as your friend, too. Could I have a cup of coffee, please? Thank you. Some of you have written and told me that you really feel as though I'm sitting in your kitchen having a cup of coffee with you, and I do appreciate that. And the Bible does have quite a bit to say about true friends. Another verse in the book of Proverbs says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. It's a real friend that'll tell you if your slip is showing or your blouse is unbuttoned in the back, isn't it? So thanks, and please pray that God will give me the power to speak the truth, the courage to stand by it, and the grace to live by it. I don't ever want my words to be empty words, and that's always a possibility, you know. This kind of work can get old and routine, and so I really do need your prayers. If you want to know what to pray for me, please pray that above all, God will make me a doer of his word, that I may have the grace to live by the things that I'm speaking over the air. Pamela Reeve's book, Faith Is, says on page 5, faith is remembering I am indispensable to God when I feel that I only clutter up the landscape. Now, you heard me read that one yesterday, but I want to talk a little bit more about it today. We are indispensable to God, and faith has to lay hold of that fact, even when feelings don't corroborate it. Do you feel indispensable today? Well, you young mothers, you certainly feel indispensable to your children, don't you? Your children don't know how indispensable you are. Very likely your husband doesn't really know how indispensable you are until you go away or get sick, because we all sort of fit into the niches that God has put us, and it's perfectly natural and normal that other people should begin to take us for granted. God never takes us for granted. God does nothing for nothing. You understand what I mean by that? God does nothing for nothing. That is, he doesn't do anything without a purpose. He never made a daisy that wasn't supposed to bloom in a particular place at a particular moment. Think about that. God has created us with a purpose and a place. He has given us a job that nobody else can do. He gives us the privilege of worshiping him in a way that nobody else can offer. Now, I find that particularly awesome. When I go to church, for example, with several hundred other people, it really sort of blows my mind to think that each of us in that congregation offers to God unique worship, something that nobody else can give. And whatever it is that God has given me to do, that also is a unique offering. He's given us a body that nobody else can make a living sacrifice of to God. You know that we're to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. We only have one. I've got a very rapidly aging, tall, white, Anglo-Saxon female body. Well, a lot of other people might fall into that same category, but nobody else has this particular one. It's I who live in this body, and it is I who am to offer this as a sacrifice to God. Well, how do I know that I'm indispensable to God? Well, it's in the book. It's in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 12, verses 6 and 7. There are varieties of service, but the same Lord. There are many forms of work, but all of them, in all men, are the work of the same God. In each of us, the Spirit is manifested in one particular way for some useful purpose. Remember, in you who are listening to me today, each of you, the Spirit is manifested in one particular way for some useful purpose. In the same chapter, 1 Corinthians 12, verses 24 to 27, to our unseemly parts is given a more than ordinary seemliness, whereas our seemly parts need no adorning. But God has combined the various parts of the body, giving special honor to the humbler parts, so that there might be no sense of division in the body, but that all its organs might feel the same concern for one another. If one organ suffers, they all suffer together. If one flourishes, they all rejoice together. Now you are Christ's body, and each of you a limb or organ of it. Remember now that Paul is writing to Christians, to the Christians in Corinth. When you have received Christ and been given that new life, been made a new creation by faith in Jesus Christ, you are a member of that body. You are a limb or organ of that body. But you may say, I don't feel like a member of the body. I don't think I have anything to contribute. I haven't found my niche. They don't use me in the church. I don't have any visible gifts. I can't write books and sing songs and make speeches and be the hostess with the mostess. I just sort of clutter up the ground. Well, note, you said I don't feel like a member of the body. And that I can understand. But what do we go by in the Christian life? Feelings? No. We have to go by faith. Faith is what we're talking about this week. And faith is remembering that I am indispensable to God when I feel I only clutter up the landscape. Faith lays hold of the facts of Scripture. You know, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Are you searching for significance today? Do you wish for something meaningful in your life? Well, let me give you this. God thought of you. He created you. He planned for you before the foundation of the world. He has planned a glorious future. The Bible says, I know the thoughts that I think toward you, thoughts of peace and not of disaster, to give you a future and a hope. And the God who said that is the God who loves you with an everlasting love. I've been greatly nourished by the writings of Lilias Trotter. There's a new biography of her, unfortunately not available yet in the States as far as I know. It's called Until the Day Breaks. And I wanted to read you a passage from one of her journals. She said, the sense of pressure on body and soul means that God is going to bless us here. In that wonderful story of the fall of Jericho, it must have been in utter exhaustion that the shout of victory was given. An earthly general would have taken his troops to their first battle as fresh and bright in body and spirit as could be. God, on the other hand, drained out every vestige of human energy by that silent, monotonous march, day after day, repeated seven times on the seventh day, till the shout of faith must have come from the very depth of weariness. Also, a great comfort came today from Job 28 about the way of wisdom and how God finds a way for the wind, the waters, and the lightning. It struck me with blessed power what these ways are. The way of the wind is the way of greatest emptiness. The way of the water is the place of lowest depth. The way of the lightning is along the line of greatest weakness. If any man lack, there is God's condition for his inflow. You who are feeling very empty today, you who feel that you've sunk to the very lowest depth, or you who just feel just plain weak, God finds a way for the wind and the waters and the lightning through the emptiness and the depth and the weakness. God has a place for you today. God has something that he wants you to do to glorify him. Maybe it's just to praise him, to sing a little song in your heart, to offer to him some simple task, the laundry, the sweeping of the floor, the getting of the coffee for the men in the office who you feel are taking advantage of you. Whatever it is, just make an offering to God. It's an offering that only you can make at this moment through the body that God has given to you and the place in which God has put you. Faith is remembering that I am indispensable to God when I feel I only clutter up the landscape.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.